Hey, Chris, how's everything going, man?
Pretty good, bud. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I mean, things have got to be pretty exciting for you guys. You guys got a new EP coming out soon. Your new single, that's lots and lots of fun. Rich Like Ryan Reynolds. We'll talk about that in a bit. You're the lead singer of the Chris Goodwin Band. I mean, how did you guys end up getting together? And sort of how do you end up with the name, with your name in the band title?
Well, that's it's a super creative title. I was just playing solo gigs here around. I'm in Prince George, British Columbia, and I was doing a lot of solo shows around here. And I've always kind of wanted to put together a country band. And a local promoter was actually doing, we were having our first ever rib festival. This was back in, I'd say 2018. And he wanted a country band to kind of headline it. And so I was talking with a couple of musician friends, said, hey, let's put a group together and we'll play this one-off for the promoter. And so I was able to put that together. And rather than waste any time thinking of a name, we just called ourselves the Chris Goodwin Band. So I put together all of the music and everything like that, and kind of stuck. And we just got a few more gig offers and just, you know, cover band stuff just around town in the area. And then, coming right out of COVID, there was another local festival here, just local musicians, the first kind of festival to get everyone back out of their house here in Prince George and kind of go do stuff together. And we decided to kind of try our hand at writing something and doing some original stuff, which we did. And then we just kind of kept saying, let's go one step further. And so we went to the studio last October and cut our first single, which was Shot of Jack Daniels, and put that out, and it went really, really well. And it's kind of all just snowballed from there. So yeah, just kind of got together as a one-off, and here we are. A couple of the guys have changed out. Actually, my lead guitar player Pat, who's a fantastic guitar player, when we first started playing together, I had someone else on guitar, and he actually came in to play drums for me for a little bit, actually. And then it's kind of roles reversed, and we're all in a good place right now.
So none of the other band members were like, okay, it's more than a one-off, let's maybe think of a new band name now, or...
No, it just kind of stuck, man. And then once we put together I have a great graphic designer named Grace Flack. Our company's Grace by Design. I got her to do up a logo for us. And once we spent money on the logo, that was it. This is our name from here on out. It's my name, but it's definitely a group. We're a team. Everything is, split four ways and everything like that. So. It's good times.
Yeah, so you have that new EP coming out this coming Friday there. It's just going to be called the Chris Goodwin Band, from what I gather, where it's going to have four
self-titled.
Yeah, it's going to be four previously released tunes and two brand new ones coming out on there as well. I can only imagine that Rich Like Ryan Reynolds will be on that one, but...
You betcha. Rich Like Ryan Reynolds is on there. Obviously, our debut, Shot of Jack Daniels, and our second single, which actually had a lot of success with as well, is called Don't You Want a Truck. That'll be on there. And then a couple of unreleased tracks as well. After we did Shot of Jack Daniels, after we recorded that last October, we went back into the studio in February of 2023 and cut another five songs. And so this is kind of the culmination of that. Finish off this kind of chapter one in the Chris Goodwin Band journey, I guess, for lack of a better word. And then we're heading back into the studio in January to start work on new music.
Oh, wow. That's a really quick turnaround. But I guess you kind of have to these days.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if we can get one good recording session in, a year anyways at this point, and that'll kind of keep us going throughout the year, it should be pretty good. We've got a lot of new music ready to go, actually, that we've been playing at our live shows that have been getting a pretty great response. So looking forward to getting back in there, man.
Now, let's talk about the aforementioned Rich Like Ryan Reynolds. We played it on Rising Stars before. The second I saw that song title pop up, I'm like, oh, I gotta listen to this song now. And it was so much fun. I'm like, okay, it's as fun as the song title suggested. All right. How did kind of writing that one come about? And was Ryan Reynolds just because he was from BC, or what went into that name there?
It was just random, man. I do all of the lyrics for the band, for all of our songs, at least up to this point. And I'm a title writer. That's kind of, I've never taken a course or a workshop or anything, but I find I'll just come up with titles and I throw them in my phone. I've got probably 100 different titles to songs I had sitting on my phone. And that was one of them. It was just a conversation one day with my stepdaughter. There was an article something on the news going on about Ryan Reynolds' net worth, which was a lot more than me, to be clear. And I just said in passing, man, I wish I was rich like Ryan Reynolds. And I said, that's a song title right there. wrote it down on my phone. And like kind of everything else, it just sat there for 2, 3, 4 months. One day, it just randomly popped out of my head. The second part, so if I was rich like Ryan Reynolds, that handsome little devil, if I had muscles like Dwayne Johnson, and girls asked to leave the lights on while we're making love all through the night. And that was it. And then the rest of the song just kind of came out in half an hour. It's one of those things.
Has there been any sort of response from Ryan Reynolds himself as it pertains to this particular song?
Not yet. And I hope he wouldn't get upset or anything. I think it's a flattering song. But no, we've tagged him in a few posts, but he's a pretty busy guy, I suspect. There's a reason he's rich. So he's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, like, weirdly enough, like the way like the Deadpool movies work, and now that they're resuming filming, now that all that strike stuff is done, I'm sitting there going, like, I could see him just randomly using this in the credits as some random joke or throughout the movie, just at some random scene.
And if you've got a connection, I'm in. That sounds great to me. I'll take it.
Oh, I wish. I wish. I used to live in Whistler, so when I was in Vancouver, I'm like, what would ever happen if I just randomly walked into Ryan Reynolds? But
you never know. You never know. Could happen.
Let's just let it turn out better than when I met Mike Fisher. Let's just be better than that experience. Yeah. But
that's funny.
So, I mean, you guys did a music video for it. Basically, Pool Hustling is the center around that one there. What made you want to go with that sort of idea for a video with a song like Rich Like Ryan Reynolds?
That was kind of my director's idea. So we wanted to do a video. I talked to a few people that I've been working with. I've got a marketing team that I've been working with, ZYK out of Ontario. And Lauren Tutty has been doing some tracking and promoting for me. And when we were talking about all of the songs that we had coming out or that we had recorded. And they had kind of put it in my head, this would be a good one to do a video for. It's a fun song. It's a sing-along song, blah, blah, blah. So I started talking with a director here in Prince George named Adam Harasimia. He's got a company called Frost Films. And I was like, man, I got the music, I got the writing down, but I kind of give you creative control-ish, like, you know, pitch me an idea. And so he came back at me with this kind of reverse kind of pool hustle idea for the video, actually, with the women kind of hustling the guys. And of course, we, the band, are the foils in the video, I guess. And man, it turned out really, really well. It's actually an interesting story that I'll tell you quickly. We actually had, so in the video, there's the pool hall scene, and that was always planned out. But then the stuff of us playing the music, we actually had a nightclub here in Prince George rented out, and we're doing a big, it was going to be a big concert set up kind of thing for that footage. And we were there on a Friday night, getting set up, getting gear in, looking at the venue. It's called Heartbreakers here in Prince George. And we left at like midnight, and at 7 a.m. the following morning, on the Saturday morning, there was like a massive building explosion right next door, and like the whole place, and it's still shut down to this day, actually. So yeah, like 6.5 hours after we left the place, with like the kid, the owners had their family there and kids and everything. And yeah, there was a massive gas leak explosion in the building right next door. And so yeah, we lost that venue and had to scramble on our feet. So the footage of us playing the song in the video is actually at our producer's recording studio, just kind of in the basement there. But yeah, it was like a near miss. It was super weird.
Yeah, that's a scary thing to think about, just going, wow, had we still been around here? Yikes.
Yeah, it was like I hadn't set foot in that place since I was a 19, 20 year old. And one day I go, and the next day it like blows up, man. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, well, love Rich Like Ryan Reynolds. Awesome song. Cannot wait to hear all the new stuff coming out with the new EP, the Chris Goodwin Band, dropping this coming Friday. Thanks for taking the time to hang out, man.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you having me on. And like I said, the EP drops this Friday. And then it's also, we just got the test pressings back. We're actually going to drop it on vinyl as well in January. So I'm really looking forward to that. Fun. I'm kind of a vinyl nerd. And so we're really looking forward to putting that one out in early 2024.